welcome to season two of Steve Reads. A bunch of y'all said you'd listen to me read the phone book or the back of packaging and things I found in my cupboard or, heck, maybe even the Holy Biblia, maybe anything at all. So this series is for you to just follow along to my dulcet soothing tones until you drift off to sleep or reach a meditative state or become completely open and vulnerable to suggestions from celestial and paranormal beings. Whatever you're looking for, family, my voice is here to help you get there. Welcome to Steve Reads. Welcome, y'all, to episode 2 of Steve Reads. In our last episode, we took a visit to the University of Virginia's College at Wise via their alumni magazine and some rambling recollections of yours truly. My name is Steve Shell, known to you on Old Gods of Appalachia as the beloved narrator, or as Steve, or as that guy. So in this episode of Steve Reads, we will strip away from the printed word in terms of publications, and I have gone to my pantry, and I have extracted items. Because y'all said you would listen to me read a cereal box or listen to me read the Biblia or the Book of Mormon or any other book. So what I have here in my hand is a box of Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuit mix. And here we go. Red Lobster. Fresh fish. Live lobster. Makes 10 biscuits. Cheddar Bay biscuit mix. Our secret recipe, just add shredded cheddar, water, and butter. Serving suggestion, enlarged to show texture. Red lobster, fresh fish, live lobster, Cheddar Bay biscuit mix. Why do people love our legendary Cheddar Bay biscuits? It's because of our secret recipe. Our bakers, located in every Red Lobster, use this same recipe to bake our buttery biscuits fresh all day long. It's why every table we greet gets to enjoy basket after basket after basket after basket of warm, cheesy goodness. So if you're not dining with us tonight, bring the freshness and the warmth of Cheddar Bay biscuits into your home and enjoy them at your own table. Quality pledge. You can count on Continental Meals for the highest quality products. You can reach us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, at a number that I will not read here. Continental Meals Incorporated, P.O. Box something or other, Seattle, Washington. Find a restaurant. For a restaurant nearest you, call this number that Steve is not reading aloud, or visit our website at I Bet You Can Guess What It Is. Red Lobster. Fresh fish. Live lobster. Straight from our kitchen to yours, it's our secret Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuit recipe. Just add water, cheddar, and butter to create the same Cheddar Bay biscuits we serve in our restaurants. Serve them fresh with your meal or as a savory snack for family and friends. You will need the following ingredients. Biscuit. 3/4 cup of cold water. 1/2 cup of shredded sharp cheddar cheese. 1 pouch Cheddar Bay biscuit mixed. Enclosed. Herb butter sauce. 1/4 cup of butter. I'd go 1/2 cup, family. 1 pouch of garlic herb blend. Enclosed. Directions. Before you begin, pray to the God that made you, then preheat the oven to 425 Fahrenheit. Line baking sheet with parchment spray. Line baking sheet, then pray. Then use parchment paper or spray, or the baking sheet will catch fire, burn down your house, destroy everything and everyone you've ever loved. But you could use some non-stick cooking spray as well. Step 1. Stir together water, cheese, and biscuit mix, and the tears of your mother on the day her mother passed, with issues unresolved and bitterness still in her palate until dough forms. Do not overmix. 2. Scoop dough immediately into 10 portions, about a quarter cup each, and place 2 inches apart on the prepared baking sheet. That baking sheet will never be truly prepared. 3. Bake. 14 to 16 minutes or until golden brown on top. Melt. Butter in a microwave-safe bowl. Add garlic herb blend and stir until well blended, much like your childhood was with the shame and sorrow of what happened that summer at camp. 4. Spoon or brush 1 teaspoon of herb butter sauce onto each hot biscuit. Serve immediately. Don't eat raw dough. High altitude over 5,000 feet. No adjustment necessary. Nutrition facts. About 10 servings per container. Serving size, 1/3 cup mix, 32 grams or 18 teaspoons of garlic herb blend, 0.4 grams, 150 calories. Total fat, 7 grams. Saturated fat, 3 grams. Trans fat, 0 grams. Cholesterol, 0 milligrams. Sodium, 400 milligrams. Total carbohydrates, 19 grams. Dietary fiber, you ain't pooping, 0 grams. Total sugars, less than a gram. Includes 0 grams added sugar. Now I just feel like they're bragging about not having no sugar. Protein, 2 grams. Vitamin D, 0 grams. Calcium, 40 milligrams. Iron, 1.1 milligram. Potassium, 30 milligrams. Just like a banana. The percentage daily value tells you how much a nutrient is being in a serving of food contains. I'm not going to read those because that print's real small. Biscuit mix. Ingredients. Enriched bleach flour. Wheat flour. Malted barley flour, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine mononitrate, riboflavin. Say that with me. Riboflavin. Say it one more time. Riboflavin. Oh, it's in the room now. Folic acid, palm and soybean oil, less than 2% of baking soda, salt and sodium, aluminum phosphate, monocalcium phosphate, dextrose, buttermilk, ascorbic acid, and enzymes. Garlic herb blend ingredients, garlic powder, maltodextrin, salt, onion powder, hydrolyzed soy protein, Truly yeast, dehydrated parsley, malic acid, natural and artificial flavors. And we're not even going to list what those are because if we speak their names, we're all doomed and God will not know us. Contains wheat, milk, soy. May contain eggs and tree nuts, though I do not sense any eggs in this box. Produced exclusively for Red Lobster, Continental Mills, Incorporated, Seattle, Washington, 98138, copyright 2019. Best by May 13th, 2025. Red Lobster, fresh fish, live lobster. Carton made from 100% recycled paperboard, minimum 35 post-consumer product. There's a barcode there that I will not read the number of for fear of summoning the beast that it contains. Well, that completes our read of Red Lobster Cheddar Biscuits, and we are not yet at the 13-minute limit of an episode of Steve Reads, so we will move on to the next product in the pantry here. This one is a shout-out to Season 5 of Fargo, which if you haven't watched that, then what's wrong with you? Start with Season 1. They're all anthologies. They're all delightful. Season 3, I think, is a little bit weak. Season 2 is superb. Season 5 ends in the strangest way possible. But it's one of the most compelling stories, content warning, domestic violence, controlling marriage, maybe a cult, definitely militia people. But regardless, you don't have to have seen the Fargo movie. But this product I pulled from the shelf, if you've seen the show, you know. Betty Crocker's Bisquick, Shake and Pour. buttermilk pancake mix. Just add water. Serving suggestion. Net weight 10.6 ounces. 300 grams. Makes 12 to 15 pancakes. Shake and pour. Buttermilk pancake mix. Just add water. 1. Add 1.5 cups of cool water to container. Replace lid tightly. 2. Turn bottle upside down. Tap lid. Shake container hard for 30 seconds. Loosen any remaining mix and shake again. Pour batter onto hot greased skillet. If batter is too thick, add up to 1 tablespoon of water. High altitude, 5,500 feet to 6,500 feet, no change. Refrigerate batter up to 3 days. Do not eat raw pancake batter. Ingredients: enriched flour, bleached wheat flour, malted barley flour, niacin, iron, thiamine, monomates, folic acid, sugar, defatted soy flour, leavening, baking soda, sodium aluminum phosphate, monocalcium phosphate, palm oil, dextrose, buttermilk, salt, datum. Contains wheat, soy, and milk ingredients. Distributed by General Mills, not Rusty Quill, General Mills in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Contains bioengineered food ingredients. Learn more at a website I will not list. Comments? Call and leave a comment at a phone number I will not give you. Net weight, 10.6 ounces, 300 grams. General Mills. Now, I am a fan, family. I am a fan of the Shake and Make Bisquick. It's an easy way to make pancakes for your beloved when you don't feel like making pancakes. And they ain't terrible. Now, they ain't great either. You let them sit for too long, they turn into like the kind of thing you want to scrub your dishes with or some sort of weird Tupperware lid. I don't know. Maybe some packing material. But if you eat it hot and soak it in enough butter, drizzle it in some really fake maple syrup, you might be all right. Or better yet, just melt some butter on it, shake some confectioner sugar on there, and a little fresh fruit. It'll make you feel like you're eating healthy, because you ain't. You're lying to yourself. That's just sugar and trash, but with a little bit of fruit on it. But that fruit ain't going to save you. Ain't nothing going to save you, family. The cadence of my voice is meant to carry you into a state of relaxation and dreamless sleep, so that you are open to rest and relaxation and perhaps suggestions or visions or things that might slither and crawl and drift from the other side. And that's bringing us to the 13th minute of this episode of Steve Reads. So y'all just stay right there. Keep your eyes closed. I'm backing toward the door. Never mind, you don't hear my feet, or maybe I don't even have feet. We'll talk to you next time, family. Sweet dreams. Good night.